To say that 2004 and 2005 were eventful years for Mark Menendez is really an understatement. With me today is Mark Menendez. Mark, big win at the Southern Open.
Oh, it was a great weekend, Terry. I tell you what, I'm on cloud nine, and I'm just thrilled to have come through like I did.
Well, I guess the first thing is, of course, the 2004 year. I mention it because you were a commentator on the Bassmaster Classic show, got rave reviews on the job you did there. And then right after that, you know, towards the beginning of the year of 2005, got meningitis and have been fighting that pretty strongly.
It was a tough year. The television debut with ESPN was a lot of fun. It was something I had never done. And was just really glad to be able to lend an expertise in the fishing part of it towards the television progress. It was a lot of fun. It added a lot to it, I felt, just because I knew what the guys were thinking as they were going through their motions. And we're going to be doing it again this year. Barkley's going to be with me, sitting there next to Tommy Sanders, so we're going to get to do that again. So that was a load of fun. And, you know, it was from a high towards the end of the year to the beginning of 2005 with a absolute low of getting myself out of the tour with an illness that I couldn't help, and losing my spot in the Elite 50 as well was quite tough.
Well, you know, one of the things, I guess, more than anything else is that disease in particular and that sickness, you know, you just don't know when it's going to hit you. And when you get it, it is debilitating, to say the least. I mean, you are in bed. That's basically what you have to do.
You know, when I was finally diagnosed, my doctor gave me some kind of shot, and I woke up 3 days later, Terry, not really knowing where I was, and looking up and seeing my wife, Donna, there certainly helped me come back to the ground real quick. But it really is a debilitating situation and can sneak up on one and get to a position that the individual may not recover. I had a recent conversation with one of my doctors, and he said I was basically between 4 and 6 hours of not coming back.
Man, you think about that, that's scary. Well, the thing you just mentioned that I was going to get into is a new wife and a new baby, and I'm going to break some news that folks don't know about. There's going to be another Menendez, right?
There certainly is. We've got our own little bass fan army here started pretty quick, and we've got a 10-month little girl named Caroline, and we've got a little boy on the way. So Barkley has gone from being first string, first child, now he's all the way down to third, but I tell you what, he's been a great big brother so far.
Well, you know, you look at this thing. I mean, you went from a bachelor running the life of leisure on the Bassmaster Tournament Trail and doing the things you were doing. Now with a family, has that changed your outlook a little bit?
Well, it certainly has, and the illness has probably changed my outlook more than anything, Terry. You know, everything was geared towards fishing, promotions, appearances, tournaments, going to the classics, working the classics, fishing. But now, after being ill, there's a lot more important things in life. I still have the passion for fishing, but it has now taken the backseat to being an occupation. And I'm one of the lucky people in the world that get to do what they love to do. So it's a great mix. It's a new mix. Everything's fun. It's been hard times for Donna and I with the illness and not knowing what was coming around the corner. We've had several curveballs thrown at us, but you know, we're not down and out. We're coming up to bat pretty strong now.
I've always heard that, you know, sometimes adversity makes a person stronger, and if that's the case, you ought to be one of the strongest guys I know.
Well, thank you, Terry. I had lots of folks email me from Strike King through Bass Fan website. Lots of folks from Skeeter as well email me, and I tell you what, you just don't know what that means. And I took the time to email my good friend Jared Edwards on his recovery from Hodgkin's disease. And so me being down and coming back a little bit quicker, I was trying to lend a hand to someone who loves fishing as much as I do with Jared, and I urge everyone to do the same.
Well, you know, you're from Paducah, Kentucky, got a great learning ground there at Kentucky Lake, but you went down to West Point and just had a phenomenal tournament and really missed one practice day because you were kind of tired out from this doggone disease you have.
Absolutely. I decided to budget my energy and budget my strength and had great practice days. I caught them deep, as I would here on Kentucky Lake the first day, but something told me, Terry, that those deep fish were going to go away, and they did. The second day of practice, I found a little place that I caught a 5-pounder and a 2-pounder on, and it led me to the pattern that I fished with a Strike King spinnerbait, a Premier Elite spinnerbait, and a Strike King Spittin' King in less than 2 to 4 feet of water for the rest of the event. So the third day of practice, I went up the river, and, man, it was crowded. So the fourth day of practice for me, I sat there and watched television, got my rods and reels ready, made sandwiches, and rested. And that proved to be a deciding factor to have enough strength to make it to the third day.
Well, you were making a lot of cash, you know, 2,000, 3,000 cash, you know, and it was nothing to do that with a spinnerbait and a topwater plug. So you really had to have that stamina to be able to get through this event.
It made such a difference. You know, at 1 o'clock, the last day of the tournament, I only had one bass in the boat. I caught a 3-pounder early on the Spitting King, and I made a little move, caught another 2-pounder, and then came back to my little rocky area that had been so good to me and had the best spinnerbait of bite of my life, Terry. A 4-9 absolutely just drilled that spinnerbait, that Premier Elite, and it took all the strength I had to get that fish in. It curled my toes when he ate it. And when that fish came in the boat, I thought, you know, with a 4-pound lead and 9 pounds, I'm getting there. Managed to get one more in the boat, and it was a clear victory with the spinnerbait and the topwater bait.
Well, you know, you've had success in the past. You've won events. You know, you won Wheeler. You've won a lot of other events. But this one had to be kind of one of those special events for you to win based on the fact that you've been through so much adversity. And then on top of that, you know, being able to kind of get back in the throes of, hey, I can do this again.
Well, that was one of the things that really was the big question for Donna and I. Am I going to be able to do this again? I received so many emails about meningitis from folks that has affected their lives, that it took their hearing, took some of their sight, took some of their motor skills away from them. And fortunately, I haven't had those problems. Now, in the beginning, when I still had a lot of the swelling of the spinal column and of the brain, I could not see very well. It did affect my sight. I could feel it. If he bit, I could catch him, but I couldn't see him. And went to a skeeter event in Lake Fork, Texas, fishing with Kelly Jordan. He'd say, there's a 5-pounder, there's a 6-pounder, there's a 4-pounder. And I couldn't see them, Terry, and they weren't difficult fish to see. About 3 weeks later, I came home on Kentucky Lake and went out for an afternoon and looked around, and I saw a little old spotted bass in about 4 foot of water that was behind a tree under a dock, and I could see him plain as day, and I kind of thought, wow, I'm starting to get a little better. So my spirits were much higher after those two fishing days.
All your skills have to be primed to be able to do well, and there's no question when you lose just a little bit of one of those edges, it can really hurt you.
Oh, absolutely. As I got more toward the end of the tournament, I was getting more fatigued, tireder. My arms, my wrist, my elbows hurt, and my casting accuracy started going down. And so I fished a little bit sloppy for the last couple hours, but I was in a groove and knew I was doing the right thing. And when one bit, I did everything I could do to get him in the boat. But it did affect me toward the later hours of the tournament.
Well, you know, Mark, one of the other things that come to mind is you're also a big advocate of wearing sunscreen. You've had some experience with sun cancers and that kind of stuff around you and that kind of thing. And, you know, sunscreens are very, very important on these hot summer days as well.
Well, absolutely. I've been wearing long sleeve shirts for about 15 years now. In fact, Terry, all of my contract with all my sponsors, I add a clause in there that says they have to provide me with long sleeve shirts. So that's the first thing. I learned that from my grandfather, who was a farmer who raised big gardens and fed our family that way. And he always wore long sleeve shirts. He would tell me that it was cooler. And it's absolutely the truth. As far as the sunscreen goes, it's an absolute must. Our environment is changing, and the rays are much more harmful than what they used to be. And our exposure level being out there in the summertime is much longer than it is during a spring or a fall fishing event. So I wear a Blue Lizard sunscreen, which was prescribed to me by my dermatologist, which was also the person that determined what my illness was, oddly enough, was my dermatologist. But he got me wearing the Blue Lizard, and I have had zero problems since the 2001 Classic.
Well, Mark, you know, as usual, it's always great to hear you and to hear you in good spirits as you are today. And I know bass fans across the country were always curious about what's going on in your rehabilitation process. But when they saw that Southern Open, they knew you're back.
Well, it's great to get that kind of a tournament under my belt. I've got a long way to go. I've got another obstacle to get through for the Southern Open at Guntersville. We're expecting our little boy that week. So we're trying to figure out how we're going to be able to be at that event and be at the birth of our little boy, too. So we've got a lot of neat things in the future for us, and this win just lifts us up and really, really makes things very special after the last 4 months.
Thanks for being with us, and I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.